Thank you, Mr. Chair. I feel compelled to respond to some of the comments we have been hearing about data bias. We're hearing arguments that we need to wait for more studies to be published before we can think of including a paragraph on this issue in the chair's paper. Ironically, this ignores the fact that developers of autonomous weapon systems are not waiting for more studies to be published before they develop these systems. They are already doing so. Are they willing to put a moratorium on their activities pending the publication of these new studies? Once there is a huge investment in autonomous weapon systems, these systems will continue to be used despite their failings and even if new studies are published. I anticipate this with confidence because this has been the case for all past technologies. Financial investment leads to continuity despite the emergence of negative consequences. It becomes a commercial rather than a merely legal, moral, or humanitarian issue. So when it comes to autonomous weapon systems, let's pause and think ahead before making the huge investments that will prevent us from backtracking later. We have ample evidence from the civilian world where AI decision algorithms and face recognition algorithms have led to discrimination, particularly in the case of women or people with darker shades of skin. Tech giants, including Google and Microsoft, openly admit that these problems exist. At least in the case of discriminatory systems in the civilian world, victims can, in many cases, resort to legal action to overturn unfair decisions or get some form of justice. But when it comes to algorithmic bias in war, there is no possible justice for someone who has been wrongly targeted with lethal force as a result of algorithmic bias. We thus need to be considerably more cautious and give appropriate attention to the risks. To conclude, Mr. Chair, referring to data bias in this paper is essential, and we as a group must show leadership in this regard. Thank you.